Morning from CPR News, I'm Haley May. New research documents show strict abortion limits passed in other states have affected Colorado. CPR health reporter John Daly.
In 2021, Texas lawmakers passed SB 8. It bans abortions after a fetal heartbeat is detected, with some exceptions for medical emergencies. CSU researcher Kelly DeBee says that change, plus the overturning of Roe v. Wade, caused a spike in Texas residents traveling to Colorado for the procedure. That resulted in delayed appointments for everyone, and it led to a big increase in second trimester abortions.
The most likely explanation is that the delays in getting appointments pushed people back into the second trimester instead of the first trimester.
The study is published in the journal JAMA Network Open. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
At the state capitol, the debate has erupted over a high-profile election bill. It's based on the Federal Voting Rights Act, which has been used for six decades to ensure the fairness of elections.
Democrats worry the Trump administration will try to do away with it, so they're pushing for VRA protections to be written into state law. Several states have agreed, but here in Colorado, many local officials are worried.
Aurora's against the Colorado Voting Rights Act.
That's Pete Schulte, the city attorney in Aurora.
This does not mirror the Federal Voting Rights Act.
Schulte and other local officials worry it could open cities to election lawsuits, in particular over at-large seats or the timing of elections. Both could be considered discriminatory if someone suggests they suppress turnout or representation of people of color. The VRA supporters have tried to reassure cities that they don't plan to come after them, but they say there should be laws to prevent election officials from engaging in discrimination. For KUNC, I'm Chaz Sisk.
Florissant Fossil Beds National Monument in Teller County is reducing its hours and closing on Mondays and Tuesdays starting this week. In a social media post, the monument cited a lack of staffing as the reason for the rollback. It's unclear if it's tied to the recent federal layoffs. You're listening to CPR News.